Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm just giving you a courtesy call back today upon your request. May I please have the zip code?
37879.
You said 37879. Seven. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that. Can I please have the first and last name?
Brandy Tyndall.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I'm okay an account with that name or that zip code.
It's because there was fraudulent. It was pulled from my account from somebody in Florida.
Do you mind spelling the first and last name, ma'am?
My first name is B-R-A-N-D-I. The last name is Tyndall, T-I-N-D-A-L-L.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I cannot understand. Did you spell that last name?
Last name, T-I-N-D-A-L-L.
P-I-N-D-A-L-L. Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am. I apologize. Okay. I'm not okay with that information. Would there be a different...
Shows me something on my bank statement with like a reference thing because it was pulled from my account this morning. I was contacted by fraud for my bank. Now my account's locked because of this. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Do you possibly have an order number, ma'am?
I'm going to pull up my bank, see what it shows me. I pulled out 9290, and it gives me a huge long number.
Okay. What's that number? We can try that.
01 00 00 09 75 70 23 40 20 20 04 25 08 26 06 77 7 0 0.
Okay. No, I'm not locating an account with that information, ma'am. The only other way I can try to locate the account would be with the first six and last four of the card being charged.
The card that was charged, do you need the full card number?
No, ma'am. Just the first six and last four.
I'll have to give me a second. I'll have to go out to the car and get it.
I know, I'm still not locating account with that information. Provide me with that first six and last four of the card. One more time.
What? I'm looking for my wallet.
Okay. You know, I tried that first and last name and zip code. I'm still not locating it with that, as well as that or that number you provided me with. Let me know when you're ready.
What did I do with my wallet? I know the last four is 0234. Oh, wait, I have a picture. It should show me right here. Nope, it just showed me the last four. What the hell opened my eyes?
Take your time, ma'am.
That's a good question. Let me text my mom and see if I left her at her house. Now my wallet's missing, but maybe I left it at my mom's. Let me see.
Take your time, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Take your time.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to look at my mom so she's going to tell me what the first six digits are.
Okay. So you have the first six digits, ma'am?
In 1 second, I will.
Okay. I misunderstood what you were saying. I apologize.
That's okay. Because I'm driving around without my license. Okay, it's 476584.
476584.
Yes, and then the last four are 234.
0234, yep. Thank you for that. Bear with me. Premium. Can I please have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today?
I wouldn't know the shipping address because it got pulled out of my account off my card and it's not for me. I don't know. It's a fraudulent thing. I got notified this morning through my bank.
Keep in mind, I do apologize. So I've gone ahead and located an account with that information to Damien.
They pulled, I think it was $9,290 or something out of my card.
Yes, ma'am, I do see it looks like you had an order that was for the Nutra Slim, ma'am, is what I'm showing. It was a dietary supplement. Do you remember ever placing an order for the dietary supplement, ma'am?
No.
For $7.45. Do you remember placing that order?
No.
Okay, ma'am. That was back on the 8th of April. Did anyone in your household ever place that order for the trial?
No. What's it for?
Yes, ma'am. It was for that dietary supplement, ma'am.
I have no idea what that is.
the NutriSlim Keto and Cleanse?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't know. I don't do a keto diet or anything.
Still verify. Can you verify your email address, ma'am?
DramaQueen091690@yahoo.com.
Ma'am, no, that's on file as well, ma'am. Yeah, no. Just verify your shipping address, ma'am.
456 Metcalf Lane, Tazewell, Tennessee, 37879.
Okay, ma'am. And I was able to pull up the account with your with the card information, first and last name, and email address, ma'am. The shipping address is different, though. Are you familiar with the shipping address that is 521E? I want to say, and it's spelled VETERANS Memorial 419. Are you familiar with that address, ma'am?
No.
Okay. So you never placed this order for the trial for the keto cleanse?
No.
And did anyone in your household ever place this order, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to get this closed out and get you over to the fraud department so they can go ahead and assist with go ahead and get to the bottom of this for you, okay?
All right. Stay
with me for one moment while I cancel this out.
Thanks.
Bear with me.
Okay.
Bear with me. I'm working on getting this closed out.
You're fine.
I've gone ahead and got this closed out, and I'm going to get you over to the fraud department. Before I transfer you over, I just need to provide you with your cancellation number. So let me know when you're ready, ma'am.
I'm making a little.
Take your time, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be Sea Lake and Charlie. And then it's going to be
25343.
C25343? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is correct, ma'am. Now I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department so you can get further assistance from one of our fraud specialists. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And again, I do apologize.
It's okay.
About all this, ma'am, but they'll be able to get to the bottom of that for you.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Be in touch now, the crowd. Please see your money. Thanks. Be speaking with them shortly.
Thanks.